Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're going to continue to air a recording from a recent CEF of Illinois fall event. In this program, you will hear two ministry reports, one by me as a CEF of Illinois State Director, and the second one by my brother in the Lord and fellow co-worker from the other side of the world, Emmanuel Mikasa, who is a CEF of Uganda National Director, who just happened to be here visiting here in Illinois at the time of our fall event and was able to come and share briefly about our ministry partnership that we have between Illinois and Uganda, and also about the ministry outreach in his country with the boys and girls in CEF of Uganda. We hope you enjoy.
So I wanted to kind of just share with you what it looked like statewide this summer. We had a total of 40 summer missionaries, whether they're at camp or they were teaching those backyard Bible clubs. And it was so great to be together because this is the first year since COVID we've been able to have a combined training school. So we have not been together at Camp Good News for our CF Summer Missionary Training School since 2019. And you say, what have you been doing for those other summers? Because like in 2020, actually, there was no camp in 2020. It was completely shut down because of COVID. But in 21 and 22, but even in 2020, we still had those backyard Bible clubs, those five-day clubs. But we had to do training in all different kind of crazy ways, including loading up YouTube videos for our satellite offices all around the state. And let me tell you, when we told the students that we were going to come back to camp for a combined training school, they were so excited. And it just blessed my heart to see the camp staff, the summer staff that worked at Camp Good News, and the five-day club summer missionaries interacting together. We had some combined classes together, whether that's, you know, the biblical basis of message of salvation, how to lead a child to Christ, counseling. So we had some classes together. It's kind of like a university. So you have general ed together, you have chapel together, and worship time together, and devotional time together. Then you break off and go to your individual classes, whether that was for first-year students, camp students, or those backyard Friday Club missionaries. But all together, we had, with all the summer after the training school, they went out either serving at camp or those 5-day clubs all around the state, not just the local ones here from the Peoria, Central Illinois area, but around the whole state. And we had 2,400 that we reached just through our summer ministry alone. And so that includes our camp ministry, the 5-day clubs, our vacation Bible school. Sometimes churches ask us to come and do their VBS for them. And also, we do something called fair ministry, and we do face painting using those five colors of the wordless book. Gold stands for heaven, dark stands for sin, red the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the clean, the forgiveness of our sin, the righteousness of Christ that covers us through grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone, and that green that stands for growing in Christ. Hey, you guys got it. You've been around the block. So that is just our summer ministry. Our fall ministry, as we turn the corner, is those Good News clubs like Jill mentioned, and it is one of our primary ministries that we have. And the reason why the Good News Club is a primary ministry is because it so fulfills our vision, not only to evangelize, but also to disciple and see those children established in a local Bible-believing church that has been mentioned both by Jill and also by Mark. And so right now, we were at almost 100 clubs before, Good News Clubs before COVID, and then COVID crushed us, boom, drop it all the way down to zero, and slowly we've been coming back up. We are now at 66 Good News Clubs across the state, and we are thankful that the Lord is bringing that back, but also we're looking that the Lord would continue to increase that, because I would love to see that number double, triple, 100, 200, 300, whatever God would have for us. And that is 1,500 children every week during the school year, because Good News Clubs meet once a week. That's 1,500 children every week from the top of the state, from Rockford, Zion, Chicago area, Quad Cities, all the way down this area, down to Carbondale, Illinois. Just started a new ministry in Springfield. Where's my Springfield people? There's some people from Springfield and Decatur here tonight. And also, we have a new ministry that's getting started over by the East St. Louis area in Alton, Illinois. And so, just to see how many children are being impacted with the gospel. One thing that we do about Good News Clubs is it's obviously it's all about the gospel, but it's also about, you know, teaching them those Bible lessons. But also what we want to do is we want to teach those children in the weekly Good News Clubs about missionaries. And one way that we do that is through missionary stories like your story, Gracia. The story of the Burnhams that were in the Philippines, I think it was with New Tribes Mission, where you guys were at, and your husband was a pilot with New Tribes. And so we teach missionary stories. Every Good News Club has a missionary story. And let me tell you, I just want to let you know straight up that when I was a child, I grew up in Good News Clubs. My mom was a CF volunteer. I did love the Bible lessons. Yes, I did. But my favorite part of the Good News Club was the missionary stories. Is that okay to say? And so I just wanted to be a missionary. I remember thinking when I was so young, I was like, man, I just want to be like one of those missionaries. So we teach the children about missions through missionary stories, but also we teach them and give them opportunities to take part in missions through missionary projects. Like in 2020, we started raising money to send Bibles to Uganda. Now you might think that, you know, that should be an easy project to do, and it would have been, except that's when COVID hit. But in 2020 is when we actually asked Gracia to come as our speaker for the fall in 2020. And it was also in 2020 when we started raising Bibles for Uganda. And look, here we are, how many years later, and now we have Gracia. And I have a surprise for you. I'm going to introduce this person in just 1 second so he can start making his way. We have the National Director of CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda, here tonight. Look what God did. Took 3 years. And so my brother, we have actually known each other for 20 years. First time I came to this country was in 2003. And so I've been going back and forth, but I'm so glad this is the first time here to Illinois that Emmanuel has been here. So my brother would like to bring greetings to you from CF Uganda and share with you about those Bibles that took 2.5 years to arrive in this country, but they finally did.
Yeah, thank you very much, my sister, Katrina, for the love and all the relationship that you have been with us. My name's Emmanuel Mokasa, and I'm the National Director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda. I want to bring greetings and also the appreciation from the people of Uganda, the children, the staff, and all the people within our country. In Uganda, we have a very big number of children, and one of the biggest ministries that we are having is the school ministry. That in our schools, in most cases, when you go, you talk with the administration, you talk with them, and they can be able to give you all the children without even separating. Even if the school is having 3,000 children, you'll be able to minister to all the 3,000 children. In 2019, my dear sister came to Uganda, and we were able to go with her in schools. As we went to these schools, I remember one day we went to 5 schools with her. And in the last school, even she couldn't even move. She was very tired. But one of the things that, as you heard her saying, that when you teach, after teaching, we always tell the children the 5 steps of growth. And one of the steps of growth is read the Bible and pray every day. And for sure, in my country, it is very difficult for these children and even the parents, even the older people, to buy a Bible. Because a Bible ranges from $10 to $15. So very few people can afford to buy Bibles. So we were with her, and she was able to counsel a number of children within some of the schools where we have been. But for sure, he was asking them, do you have a Bible? In all the schools where we were, none of the child said that he's having the Bible. That's when the burden grew from her, that she came back and was able to raise some funds to send for us the Bibles. And as she has said, we were able to receive those Bibles, and we started distributing them to different areas. As you see in the picture above, you realize that we are giving out these Bibles to different schools and even to different children. The picture you see there, in one of those pictures, we are in a Muslim school, as you see those children. Because they do allow us to go in those Muslim schools, because they are seeing what we are doing within the ministry. And in most cases, when we go, sometimes they only give us the non-Muslim children, but also these other Muslim schools, they are in windows. So when we are giving out something, those inside outside, they ask their friends, please get for me also those materials. So we give out those materials. The Bibles we received, also, we have a new project since we received those Bibles, a Bible in the class. So what do? We go to the school administration, we talk with them, we give them the number of Bibles according to their stream. So that every morning in the school, before they start teaching their class, they get 2 minutes to read a verse for the children, but also to pray. That will help the children to continue to grow. So on behalf of all the children of Uganda, the staff and volunteer, thank you very much for all the contribution that you made towards these Bibles. And we pray that we will be able to continue to reach more children for Christ. As I came, please pray for us, because we want to see that we can be able to reach more and more children. We are organizing the Christmas party clubs. All my dear friends are there. They're organizing what we call the workshops. We want to see that we can be able to reach more children. Because in my country, everyone celebrates Christmas, but very few of them know the true meaning of Christmas. So we are praying that we can be able to reach more than 1 million children through the Christmas party club. So continue to pray for us. As I told you, we are very few within my country, only 32. So the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of harvest so that we can be able to get more laborers into the vineyard to see that we can be able to reach the 21 million children. We thank you for the love, for the 20 years, CF of Uganda and CF Illinois, that the way we have been together. She has been coming to my country to train the body members. She comes to teach in TCE ones and many activities. Thank you very much, because I know when she's coming, you are the people who are ever supporting her to see that she can be able to come to my country to do ministry. And we are seeing a very big change whenever she comes. We so much appreciate. Thank you very much for all that you are doing for CF. May the Lord continue to bless you. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed listening, especially to our brother Emmanuel Makasa, the CEF Uganda National Director, who was able to join us at our CEF Fall event and shared not only about the gift of the Bibles received, but also how the Lord is blessing the ministry of CEF in Uganda. You know, I agree with my brother that the harvest is great and the laborers are few. Please pray with us that the Lord would guide and direct us to do all that He has desired and called us to do, both in our ministry overseas internationally and also right here in the USA, here in our state, where there are so many children who need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, including right now during the Christmas season. Thank you again for listening. Until next week, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.